outsiders see this a little bit differently. They would suggest that Ruth and Orpah are urged to return to Moab by Naomi because of her compassion for them. You see, in the culture of the day, widows had no status whatsoever. They were usually reduced to abject poverty, dependence on other people, and they were extremely vulnerable. So marriage was particularly important for a woman. And realistically, Ruth and Orpah's chances of marriage in Israel, well, they were pretty slim. But perhaps in their own land, the chances of striking a reasonable marriage might be slightly higher. So Naomi tries to persuade them to return home. And finally, Naomi's critics would say that she became bitter because she blamed God for the bad outcome of her life, rather than appreciating the strength of her relationship with God and with others. But those who are more sympathetic to her view her as a female Job, one of the great Old Testament saints. Listen to the similarities. Like Job, she is a mature believer. Like Job, she has lost close family members through death. Like Job, she is at a complete loss to understand what God is doing in the middle of her suffering. And like Job, she lets us know the depth of her pain and misery. Author Carolyn Custis James draws attention to the fact that Naomi and Job were seasoned believers. She goes on to say, and I'm quoting from her, "When the full force of our sufferings hit us, no matter how long we've walked with God or how much theology we've mastered, faith in God can take an awful beating." End of quote. So although the critics and the admirers might view Naomi's bitterness somewhat differently, there's no getting around the fact that at one point in her life, Naomi allowed bitterness to define who she was as a person. What can we say about bitterness? Well, I'd like to draw your attention to three things, three characteristics of bitterness. First of all, bitterness is troublesome. We read in the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and verse 15. "See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." Bitterness is made up of many ingredients. Here are some. Resentment. Blaming other people for your misfortunes. Blaming God for your circumstances. Harsh or hurtful words. Self-pity. Failure to extend forgiveness. These are just some of the things that make up the toxic brew of bitterness. And it's impossible to say from the biblical account alone how many of these ingredients were involved in the particular mix of bitterness that Naomi experienced. Perhaps there was resentment about the way things turned out. Her dreams of life, a better life in a foreign land, died, along with her husband and her sons. We certainly know that she blamed God for her misery, Ruth chapter 1 and verses 20 and 21. But note this. You can be disappointed without being bitter. You can question God without being bitter. You can be honest about your feelings without being bitter. You see, bitterness is a form of anger. It's like a poisonous weed whose roots grow deep into the soil of our souls. And if it's not dealt with, it can cause a lot of trouble, not only for ourselves, but for other people. So perhaps you need to ask yourself, perhaps I need to ask myself the following questions. Am I guilty of harboring bitter feelings towards someone? Do I resent them? Do I blame them unfairly? Do I fail to forgive them? And if so, what am I going to do about it? So bitterness is troublesome. But bitterness is deep-rooted.